Content presented on the following podcast is for information purposes only. The views and opinion expressed from host and caregivers are solely given based on the experiences of the individuals involved. Because each person is so unique, always consult your physician, physical or occupational therapist for medical and fitness advice. Are you struggling to help your aging parents or disabled spouse to do everyday personal care tasks? Are you concerned about them falling or you injuring yourself? What is the task that is so difficult for you to help them to do? You are not alone. We can help. Finding a Foothold is a weekly podcast show that invites you to call in and tell us your challenge. Here, you can receive practical tips and strategies from an occupational therapist. And here is your host, Consuela Marshall.
Good morning. I am Consuela. I am an occupational therapist and a caregiver coach. And what I do is I teach caregivers how to create a caregiving plan that allows them to take care of their loved ones in a safe and efficient way while also continuing to live a life that they feel that they're called to live and to continue to be the person that they can be, and being the best person that they can be in the process. Because I do believe that caregiving and living your life can coexist. And today I want to speak to you about celebrations. You know, here in Louisiana today, it is Mardi Gras Tuesday. It is Fat Tuesday. Tons of events going on here. And New Orleans is just jam-packed with a lot of things that are going on today. But as a caregiver, you can often feel like you're missing out on all of the action. And I know that because I felt that way as a caregiver to my mom, missing a lot of things and feeling like I don't get to do anything fun. Everybody gets to do stuff but me. But you know, it wasn't until I changed my mindset about that I began to live out my life and have some moments of celebration and enjoyment while I'm also taking care of my mom. And to do this, caregivers, I want to caution you to not just talk about what you can't do all the time, but start building into your day and into your month moments that you can plan that you can do activities. So, for example, in the month of March, well, there is St. Patrick's Day. So if that's something you would like to celebrate, hey, get a couple of girlfriends together and have your favorite green beverage. Instead of getting those same caregiver friends together and just complaining about what is going wrong. So when you allow for space in your life for enjoyment, it just makes the whole caregiving process just that much easier because you're not always in this state of distress. So for me, while I can't get to Mardi Gras today to celebrate, I'm gonna bring the Mardi Gras to me. Yes, that's the Mardi Gras song here in Louisiana. And I'm just gonna celebrate at home, hey. It's easy. Hello, caregivers. I hope you enjoyed that short word of encouragement. I will continue to be offering those words of encouragement to you, as well as continuing to accept your questions and concerns that you may have as a caregiver that I can continue to address on the podcast. So you have a good week, and I'll talk to you again soon.